On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Tom Crosdale.
Some Kent commuters could see their train season tickets go up by £200 next year. It's been confirmed prices are allowed to increase by 2.8% in January. The government says the rise is needed to make sure trains are up to scratch. But Shadow Transport Secretary Andy McDonald says it's not on.
Well, it's another slap in the face for long-suffering rail passengers. That's now a 40% hike in the rail fares from 2010 to the current day, so that average season tickets are now over £3,000. They've gone up by £875 since 2010. And this is just too much.
Well, there's a poll about this at kentonline.co.uk. We're asking if the price increase will put you off using trains.
KMFM News.
A woman in her 70s is in a serious but stable condition in hospital after being stabbed in Canterbury. Emergency services were called to Bigsbourne Lane on Monday. A 49-year-old woman's been tasked with trying to kill her and is due in court today. Meantime, a man's in hospital after being stabbed as he sat in his car in Sittingbourne. It happened on Quartz Way yesterday afternoon. Go to kentonline.co.uk where you can see pictures of the car park near the Jenny Wren pub taped off.
KMFM. KMFM News.
It's claimed 24 police officers in Kent are attacked every week. The organisation that represents PCs in the county says out of the more than 1,200 assaults in the year to April, 219 officers were left with injuries. That's 30 more than in the previous 12 months. We're being told Friday's big power cut only lasted 7 minutes. It caused major disruption across the country when two generators stopped working at the same time. In Kent, southeastern trains were affected and the dockside outlet in Medway had to be evacuated. National Grid Chief Executive John Pettigrew says it's really rare, but appreciates the knock-on effects were huge.
The number of power cuts that we have in the UK compared to 1990 is 60% reduced. So it's a much more resilient network, despite what happened on Friday, and I'm very conscious of the disruption it caused, and we need to understand that. But actually, we've got one of the most resilient networks in the world.
Well, investigations are taking place to find out exactly what happened. A man's due in court today charged with doing 135 miles per hour on the A2 at Gravesend. Police say they arrested a 26-year-old following a chase overnight. They had to nudge the car with theirs to get it to stop. Claims today social media isn't harming children's mental health directly, but we're being told the side effects of going online can trigger problems. Annie Green reports.
Researchers in London say there's a significant link between youngsters who check their social media accounts more than three times a day and feelings of psychological distress. But they insist it's because online activity displaces more beneficial things, like sleep and exercise, and can increase cyberbullying. The study says parents should be banning phones at night and encouraging their kids to get fit.
A motorcyclist's in a serious condition in hospital after a crash in a village near Ashford. His bike was involved in a collision with a car on the B2067 yesterday morning. Police want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. KMFM's been told a big wind farm off the Kent coast is helping boost the local economy. The 100 turbines, nearly 8 miles off Ramsgate, help generate power for 400,000 homes across the UK. Mel Rogers is from Vattenfall. She says employees are spending in the town.
They're all from around here. They all use the local supply. You know, we have people staying in hotels, we have people eating in local sandwich bars. We have one young lady who puts stuff in a cab and sends it to us. You know, where we can, we try and spread that around a little bit so that we can give everyone a slice of the cake.
And Harry Styles has turned down a role in the live-action version of The Little Mermaid. Disney wanted him to play Prince Eric.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
It's day one of the second Ashes test between England and Australia, but rain's delayed the start of play at Lord's. Kent's Joe Denley is hoping to play a part. In football, Gillingham are out of the League Cup. They were beaten on penalties by Newport County, who play in the division below them. Here's Jules' boss, Steve Evans.
We've had to deal with a little bit of an aerial threat, which is how Flinney's team's players, they just launch it. I think we've played some good stuff, and listen, if we take our chances, we score 6 or 7, don't we? But it's a night where we didn't take our chances.
Champions League holders Liverpool take on Europa League winners Chelsea in the Super Cup later. It'll be the first major men's final to be refereed by a woman, with France's Stephanie Frappart taking charge in Istanbul. And a brother and sister from Herne Bay will go up against each other in the final of a national kite surfing competition. Teenagers Mattia and Francesca Maini will be competing in Ramsgate next weekend. They're hoping to be part of Team GB when the sport makes its debut in the Olympics in 2024. That's the latest. Next update at 2.